Radial neuropathy is also an important type of neuropathy. It can happen whenever there is compression on the radial nerve that runs loops around the humerus. And when it goes through the spiral groove in the mid-humerus, this is the most common location of compression of the radial nerve, but obviously that's not the only compression site. This is the most common one. The sensory deficit is on the posterior side of the arm and hand. So that's what distinguishes radial neuropathy from all other neuropathies. Median and ulnar, you're talking only in the hand, and either first three digits or last two digits. Radial neuropathy, everything you're talking about as far as sensation is on the dorsum of the hand and on the posterior aspect of the arm and forearm. And from as far as weakness, you get wrist drop, extensors, the wrist extensors weakness, and also the finger extensors. So whenever we see wrist drop, then we're thinking radial neuropathy.